Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27. For the dedication of the new wall of Jerusalem, the Levites throughout the land were asked to come to Jerusalem to assist in the ceremonies. They were to take part in the joyous occasion with their songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem was an incredibly significant moment, and we're given a wonderful picture of the people's celebrations. The Levites had the responsibility for leading worship, so they came to Jerusalem from all over the country for this special moment. There was a wide range of musical instruments, and Nehemiah organized the singers into two choirs who walked in different directions around the walls of the city. Nobody was left out. It must have been a great deal of fun. The whole Bible is punctuated with times of exuberant worship. It's no surprise that when John received his vision of heaven, it was in the form of the most amazing wedding banquet. John records, "I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, 'Praise the Lord! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.'" It's wonderful that we have our own personal experiences of God, but we also remember that we are part of something much bigger. We may not see another Christian today, but the praise that we offer is part of a great chorus of worship that's rising to God from all over the world. When we break bread and remember Jesus' death on the cross, we're united with every single Christian, from those who've recently found salvation to those who are slipping away from this life. Even when it's impossible to meet with other Christians because of personal circumstances, we remember that great multitude with whom we are completely united through our love for God. In an amazing way, we stand today in unity with Nehemiah and the people as they offered their noisy, enthusiastic worship long ago. So let me ask you a question. In what ways does God bless you when you worship with other people? And now let me pray with you. Great God of wonders, we worship you and thank you for uniting us with all your people in every time and place. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide.